either of difference.
Waffles.
In the pink, different kinds of pancakes. Are there differences in flapjacks and griddle cakes in the way they're made?
I don't think there is there?
I'm not sure.
I've heard that up east, I think they put yeast. I've heard of, since I've been reading recipe books, you know, I have read recipes that you can put yeast in your pancake batter and let it rise overnight. And then the next morning it's all ready to fry and it'll be real light. I bet they're good.
Bet they're light.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else besides griddle cakes and flapjacks, pancakes?
Not that I can think of. Mm-mm.
Okay, if you have 1 pound of flour and get some more, you have
two pounds.
Okay. Chickens lay
eggs.
And if there was just one, you would say?
One egg.
Okay. And the center of part is known as?
The yolk.
Okay. The color of the yolk is?
Yellow.
Material used to make bread rise, which you said was yeast.
Yeast.
When we just put eggs in water on the stove and cook them.
Boil them.
Okay. What are they called?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. When they're in little cupped pans like this, they're what kind?
Poached eggs.
Yeah. That's the way I think of poached eggs. What ways are there to poach an egg?
I've heard of coddled eggs.
Now what's that?
I don't really know. I think you put them in a little baking dish with some butter and salt and pepper and let it bake.
Oh, bake instead.
Bake it instead of letting it poach.
Yeah.
In water.
How about, is there any other way to poach an egg besides in the little pans that they have, you know, in a rack?
You can just put them into the water.
Crack
your egg into slowly just simmering water and let it poach.
Do you do it that way?
Yes. That's the way I do it. I have a fancy pan, but I don't use it, I don't think, very often.
What do you boil the water for?
Let the water come to just a slow little boil, and then let it simmer. You don't want it rolling boil, because it would tear up your egg. Then just have it just under boiling and drop your eggs in. Of course, they're not as pretty as you could put them in the little rack.
What do they look like when they come out?
All different shapes.
Are they?
All different shapes of eggs, if you do that way. You never have done that?
No, never have it that way. We always put them in
a little pan.
Okay,
Well, they're a lot prettier if you put them in a little pan, put a little butter in there, and then the
right,
egg.
Yeah.
And do it over the boiling water.
What kind of meat comes from the underside of a pig?
Fat back.
All right, well.
Bacon. So we need bacon, boiling meat.
Using the general meat we would get from a pig.
Pork.
Okay, and on the underside, it's what kind of pork?
Fat.
Salt pork?
Salt pork.
Is that what?
Salt pork's another name for it.
Now, it is the name for?
Salt pork would be the right name.
Okay, okay. Hog meat with a lot of fat on it is called what?
Fat pork?
I don't know. Do you distinguish, you know, meat with it that has no lean meat on it that has a lot of lean meat?
Fat bag. Well, the pork meat, like pork chops and roast and so forth, it doesn't have very much fat. The lean part is just called pork, you know, they're the different cuts. But that fat part of the hog, as I understand it, now I've never seen one butchered, but it's the belly meat, so I guess that would be the belly part of it.